USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
Former Michigan Governor Rick Snyder will not face charges related to the Flint water crisis. He was the first person in state history to be charged for alleged crimes related to service as governor. City managers he appointed to oversee Flint opted to use the Flint River as a cost-cutting measure, but the water was not treated, the system contaminated for more than a year, leading to an outbreak of Legionnaire's disease and 9 deaths. A judge dismissed the charges due to a state Supreme Court opinion from over the summer. Snyder is the 8th person to have charges against him dismissed in the Flint water case. Carrie Lake is challenging the results of last month's gubernatorial election in Arizona. The Republican lost by less than a percent to Democrat Katie Hobbs, but the margin between the two candidates is not within the range that would trigger an automatic recount. The results of her defeat were certified this week. Lake is suing Hobbs, who is Arizona's Secretary of State, as well as officials in Maricopa County, alleging that the election was corrupted in the state's largest county and that she should be declared the winner. Russian forces are continuing to push through eastern Ukraine, where President Vladimir Putin illegally claimed 4 provinces in that part of Ukraine as part of the Federation. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says Kremlin troops have turned the city of Bakhmut into ruins, adding the situation remains very difficult in several frontline cities in the Donetsk and Luhansk provinces of the Donbass. Putin has been waging war in the Ukraine for more than 9 months. Soccer journalist Grant Wall is being remembered as not only covering the big stories, but for helping to popularize the sport in the U.S. Wall wrote for Sports Illustrated for more than 2 decades before starting his own website. He was covering his 8th World Cup in Qatar, a match between Argentina and the Netherlands, when he fell back in his seat in the reporter's section of Lusail Stadium. Wall was 48 years old. You're listening to USA Radio News.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
Mike Gappel here, serial entrepreneur with words from another happy payroll customer.
Well, it's very easy to use. The login and the setup was extremely easy. I didn't have to call anyone for help. I was able to do it on my own. And I love the fact that I can run my payroll and print my pay stubs, and then you guys do all of the filing for me. So I get a quarterly report that everything's been filed on my behalf, and then at the end of the year, I can print out my W-2s. So I use you guys. I tell everybody, it's the easiest thing I've ever done. Why anybody doesn't use y'all, I don't know.
Visit us at PatriotSoftware.com. Use promo code RADIO and get 2 months of payroll free. That's PatriotSoftware.com.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
A former Minneapolis police officer was sentenced in state court for his role in the death of George Floyd. Alexander Kung pleaded guilty in October to aiding and abetting second-degree manslaughter. He appeared via video link from a federal prison in Ohio as he was sentenced to 3.5 years in prison. Derek Chauvin kneeled on the neck of Floyd while Kung knelt on his back. A Tennessee man was booked for a stay in federal prison for his role in the January 6th insurrection. 35-year-old Ronald Sandlin was sentenced to more than 5 years for assaulting police officers during the riot. He was also sentenced to 3 years of supervised release and ordered to pay $2,000 in restitution. Twitter is being sued. The suit alleges that the social media company refused to pay Private Jet Services Group for flights that executive Leslie Berlin took from Teterboro Airport in New Jersey to San Francisco in October. The tab is for more than $197,000. The suit was filed in federal district court in New Hampshire, and the flights were booked before Elon Musk took over the company. A 14th distribution to victims of Bernie Madoff's Ponzi scheme was announced on Friday, bringing the total amount of the restoration to victims to more than $14 billion. That's equal to about 70% of each victim's allowed claim amount, unless that claim has been fully satisfied. Madoff died last year in a federal medical center in North Carolina. He pleaded guilty for the scam in 2009. The trustee for Madoff's liquidation signaled that there would be more to come next year. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.
Technology lets you access a personal trainer from home, like on this exercise mirror.
Less talking, more squatting.
But to keep your hybrid workforce in shape, you need more than technology.
And kick. And jump.
You need PCs powered by Intel vPro, custom configured by CDW. Hardware-based security and remote management make it easy to protect and monitor PCs from anywhere.
Wait, don't turn me off.
Intel vPro makes secure remote management possible. CDW makes it powerful. Learn more at cdw.com/intelclient.